All right, Jabosa, good morning. Let's begin.
Just to say, I checked with Yavisan. Tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll say, so let's we're picking up today on page 107. So the kitzer, Maza Shota O Shikar. So he says, what is? Remember, we were speaking about yesterday the idea that one of the things that goes ahead and detracts someone from ultimately being zohir, being an introspective, thoughtful individual, is the schok and the latzon, is the idea that a person is a joker and makes a mockery of everything. So he compared this to somebody who's a shota, somebody who's a fool, or somebody who's a shikr, or somebody who's drunk. So what does it mean when a person is a shota or a shikr? This is someone whose intellect, whose mind, doesn't process anything of importance. He doesn't allow his objective intellect to go ahead and take stock of things in order to take them seriously. He says, person like this makes everything into a joke, and he takes absolutely no direction. This is what Shlomo Melech said in Koheles. To schok, to levity, I said this is empty. And for simcha, what does it really do? The Chacham Zichron Levracha Amru, schok v'kalus rosh, margilim es ha'adam la'erva. And again, the Mishnah Avos says something very dramatic. This Mishnah Avos says that schok and kalus rosh, which literally means silliness and levity, or silliness and lightheadedness, bring a person to erva, bring a person to illicit relationships. So we'll say, so that seems to be a very dramatic jump. That because a person is a joker, and because a person makes a joke of everything, that's going to lead them to erva, to harayas, to forbidden relationships. So Rav Kashtiel says something amazing. He says, Madua heim margilim es ha'adam la'erva. What's the logic of that statement? What is the logic of that statement? That schok, thank you, that ultimately, again, that silliness and that lightheadedness and that making a joke of everything brings a person to erva. He says, erva chamura ma'ot. Obviously, an illicit relationship is something that is exceptionally chamur, very serious. Kulana yodim shegilui arayos zedavar ma'ot chamur. All of us know that gil arayos, any type of forbidden relationship, is something that is very chamur. Tagid leben adam bon avar agilui arayos hu yisnagi viyagichula muchan. If you go over to a person and you say, hey, let's go commit arayas, so most normal people will say, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, I might have a taiva for it, but I'm not going to do it. It's such a serious transgression. Libo yare mikaravela. Generally, erva, arayas, is something that a person, his heart, is very nervous to go close to that. He realizes, again, we'll say, as much as a person may have a desire for certain things, at the end of the day, a person realizes the severity of those actions. Kulam yodim es ha-pesha v'ha-onesh. Everyone knows the nature of the transgression and the punishment associated with arayas. Avalim adam yisragel leitzan, avalim ha-adam yisragel netzinuyut. But if a person is a cynical individual and disparages everything, and he makes a joke out of everything, here's the chap, says Rav Kashtiel. The idea, page 107, about 8 lines up from the bottom. He says that at the end of the day, a person will go ahead and, a person is cynical, this leads a person down a path of committing all types of errors. Because I will say the whole idea is, if a person is cynical, if everything is a joke, then nothing is serious. If nothing is serious, then at the end of the day, there are no gidarim. There are no longer any kind of boundaries. Ki im hu lo poseach es libo af pam li yisuri hamasmon. Because remember, as we said before, that when a person is cynical, at the end of the day, nothing. because nothing is taken seriously, then at the end of the day, they're never able to feel anything inside. There's never any kind of remorse. There's never any kind of regret. There's never any true feelings that a person may be doing something wrong. So we'll say, in other words, what Rav Kashtiel is saying is the following. Part of the defense mechanism we have is that hopefully we avoid chait. But in the event that I don't avoid chait, in the event that I sin, what's the defense mechanism? I feel bad. Not defense, meaning the defense mechanism against future transgression is that I feel bad. I realize I did something bad. You know, the Shari Tshuva, which might be the sefer we do in Yeretzim after we finish with Sinas Hasharim, Shari Tshuva writes that the second step in the Tshuva process, he says, is charata. And he says, what's charata? He says, charata we often define as remorse. The Rambam also has remorse as part of his process of Tshuva. According to the Shari Tshuva, what charata means is, you know, that feeling after I sin, that feeling after I commit a chait, That I can't believe I did this. Or sometimes it's, I can't believe I did this again. You know, it's that feeling of, I can't believe I'm back in the same place where I was before. I can't believe I'm not getting the necessary traction in my life to move past these transgressions. The Shari Tshuva says, that's a very powerful feeling. It's a very powerful feeling. Because that feeling of, it's almost like, so I'm disappointed in myself. I'm just disappointed. That feeling is powerful because the next time I'm tempted with sin, I remember how I felt that last time, and I don't want that feeling again. You know, we'll say, sometimes a person can't overcome chait on pure ideological grounds. It's a very important yisod. That sometimes I'm tempted with an avera, and to be honest, my belief in the Ribono Shel Olam is not enough to get me over the hump. It's just not enough to get me past it. Or my belief in mitzvos, or my belief in my neshama, or my belief in Olam Haba. It's not enough. It's just not enough to overcome the temptation. But when I remember how I felt after the last time I committed this avera, and I realized how badly I felt about myself, how disappointed I was, that is powerful enough to be able to save me from chait. Here's the problem. The problem is if a person is cynical, right? If a person is cynical, then at the end of the day, they don't have any of those feelings. If a person is cynical, then the truth is nothing is serious. And if nothing is serious, all right, you commit an avera, I make some kind of joke out of it. And the joke drains any level of seriousness from the event. It prevents me from feeling what it is that I'm supposed to feel. Last paragraph, 107. Even though erva is something that is chomor, everybody considers it to be a significant transgression. By any thinking individual realizes the severity. And my heart is fearful from coming close to it. Because I understand intellectually why it's such a serious thing. But I will say, it's the levity and the silliness that bring me closer to it little by little. Umakriven also haloch v'koriv, shetiya hayira sara me'alov ma'at ma'at, madrega achar, page 108, madrega achar madrega, ad shiagia el ha'avon atzmo v'ya'aseyu. So I will say, so when Chazal said that tzchok and kalus rosh, that levity, silliness, what the Mesas Sharm says really means cynicism, brings you to erva, brings you to forbidden relationships. Of course, it's not saying literally that if you're a cynical person, you're going to come to go ahead and commit arayos and commit illicit relationships. But what it does mean for our purposes is that if a person is cynical, that prevents them from feeling things in an important way. And once that fail-safe internal mechanism of feeling sad or feeling guilt or feeling upset over what I've done is gone, then the truth is, any chait is within reach. Then any transgression, ultimately, again, is no longer beyond imagination. V'chol kach lama, l'fi shekmo shekometzius hazihirus, Toloi b'sima slave ala dvarim came kol atzmo shel haschok. Because it will say, if you think about it, so levity, lightheadedness, silliness, cynicism is the exact opposite of zihirus. We've spent so much time speaking about this midah of zihirus, which means paying an attentiveness to life, paying attention to life, introspection, cheshbon nefesh. We'll say cynicism is the absolute opposite of zihirus. Because what does cynicism say? You don't need cheshbon nefesh. Come on. Come on, you're doing fine. You want to see a guy who has a real problem? Look at Reuven. Right? Look at that guy. I don't mean, right? Look at Chaim. Right? Look at that guy. That guy's got a real problem. You know, that's what cynicism does. Cynicism deflects everything from me. Nothing is serious. Nothing really needs to be paid attention to because it's all just a big joke. Let's just make a joke out of it. And whatever, and as soon as you make a joke out of it, that diffuses the whole situation. It's a cynicism, says Ramchal, becomes the exact opposite of Zahirus. Incredible. Hine hagdara shel ha-musag sochek v'leitzanos. Bo says, go a little bit weiter. He says, the hagdara means the framework of schok, of silliness, lightheadedness, leitzanos. Eino ela master haleiv mina machshavos hayisharos vayinios. We will say this is an amazing thing. You know that some people, again, there are personalities like this. Remember, the Ramchal said this yesterday. We're not advocating against the sense of humor, right? Remember, this is a very important disorder. It's good to have a sense of humor. Rav Kashtiel wrote, it's good to be the kind of person that makes your friends laugh. It's good. It's good. Humor is an incredibly powerful tool. That's different. Humor is different. Like Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, like kol zman ba'is. There's a time for everything. But what he's referring to over here is a personality that makes a joke or is cynical about everything. Nothing is beyond my cynical reach. So a person like that ultimately, again, takes away from his ability, takes away from himself the ability to think in a correct fashion, to think in an introspective fashion. Haletz omer liatzmo, because what does the letz, what does the cynical, silly individual say to himself? Lo shayich elai, lo kasher elai. I will say, anything that someone says, or anything that a person does, right, that's, it's not talking to me. Right, this guy, I hear the Musa Shmuz, and it's not for me. That's that guy really needs to listen to this. Right, but for me, Baruch Hashem, I'm fine. Nothing ever sticks to me because everything just stands up. Musa, by the way, it's not just true in Musa. You know, sometimes in life, we get constructive feedback. And the truth is, no one likes getting criticized, and no one really even likes criticism, even if it's called constructive feedback. But Lamaisa, none of us are perfect, and therefore it's really kedai to listen to that constructive feedback. But the problem is, if a person is cynical about the world, cynical about the other, they don't listen to anything. And then a person could lose out on a whole life of self-improvement simply because they're unwilling to listen. He goes on, one more paragraph. Benimsa shelo yavou hirhurei hayira belibo klau. So such a person, again, the thoughts of yira, meaning fear, reverence, introspection, will never even enter his heart. V'tire keshi ha-latzon v'hashchasaso. Over time, he will see the detrimental, sometimes even catastrophic effects of his silliness, of his cynicism. It'll be destructive. Ki kemo ha-magein ha-mashuach b'shem ha-nashay yashmit b'yakol me'alav ha-chitzim u'mashlichim la'aretz. Because we'll also listen to the mashal he gives. If, just like if a soldier has a sword, a shield, and the shield, I guess what they used to do is sometimes they would coat it with oil. And the logic of that was what? The logic of that was this way everything would slide off. So somebody would bring down their sword on the shield. If it was coated with oil, the sword would just slide off. Zebidiyuk latzon. Binias atzmecha magen. Shemonia mechitzia bikores hatzokim lachtoli becha. You know what cynicism is? Cynicism is living life with an oiled shield. What happens? Every single thing that comes my way, what happens? Just slides off. He says, "V'lo yaniach osam shiagiu el gofa adam." See, anything that comes my way, suppose I say, so you say to yourself, well, isn't that good to have the arrows? No, it's not true. I'll say, some arrows are supposed to pierce. Some arrows are supposed to go through. Some pieces of musar are supposed to strike my heart. But the problem is, if the shield is oiled with cynicism, everything is deflected. Because ultimately, again, with one little leitzanus, right? One little cynicism, one little act of silliness, a person can go ahead and remove from himself the ability to go ahead and have such an important awakening. Mashaliv misorer umispael ba'atzmo, midei ra'osa o sham'o, inyonim she'airu ala cheshbon, va'pishpush b'masin. But say sometimes just through a little bit of cynicism, a person is able to deflect so much introspection, like the oiled shield that prevents anything ultimately from really maintaining contact with it. Cynicism, sarcasm, silliness, a constant jocular approach to life ultimately could prevent one from internalizing some of the most important lessons. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem, bottom of page 108 tomorrow.